The name of the patient is Gloria Fisher. The last name is F-I-S-H-E-R. First name is Gloria. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3-4. Excuse me, CKD stage 4. The patient had a serum creatinine of 2 milligrams per cent, which is similar to the determinations in the last 6 months, has not changed. The creatinine, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR remains 25 mL per minute. Interestingly, this patient has a macroalbumin creatinine ratio that is normal. It was reported 30. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is around 130 over 80. Following number, the patient has a history of cyst in the kidneys without any evidence of calcifications. There is some hyperechogenicity according to the renal ultrasound. Following number, there is a history of right renal artery stenosis, but there is no activity. For that reason, we are not going to pursue any diagnosis. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 198. The LDL is 116. The HDL is 66. And the triglycerides are 79. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.8. The blood sugar has been under excellent control. Following number, the patient is a known case of valvular heart disease. She has a mitral insufficiency and aortic stenosis that is followed by the cardiologist. And following number is gastroesophageal reflux disease without any evidence of esophagitis or symptoms. I am going to give the patient 4 months for the follow-up with laboratory workup.